So we're holding now on page Resh Mem Ches that the Chavetz Chaim is talking about that if Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, so he said that before they become a partner, if I know that Reuven has been losing money for other people, then I am obligated to tell Shimon not to become a partner. And if it's just a question of Reuven doesn't have any money, Shimon thinks he has money and Reuven Lamaisa doesn't have money, and it's not that he's counting on him in the partnership that he would be contributing money. It's just a question of he thinks that he'll feel more comfortable if he knows the guy has money. So then the Chavetz Chaim says it's usur for somebody to go tell Shimon that he doesn't have money, because that should not affect, that's not something that's a defect in a partnership, because the person could be honest, etc., even if he doesn't have money. Or maybe especially because he doesn't have money. And the third halacha the Chavetz Chaim said is, but if he asks me, he wants to know. Shimon asks me, do you know about Reuven, whether he has money? I'm looking for a partner that I know has money. In that case, the Chavetz Chaim says that you can answer him, and because you can't lie, for sure not, and you can answer and say that he doesn't have money. However, you have to know for sure that you're right, that he doesn't have money. And also, you have to know for sure that this Shimon is not going to go tell Reuven the reason why he didn't become a partner is because I spoke to Yankel, and Yankel told me you don't have money. Because if you think that Shimon is now going to be over the Easter of Rechilus, of snitching and telling back, then you're not allowed to tell him in the first place. And then the Chavetz Chaim says in Siv Beis, on page Resh Mem Ches, V'im kvar nishtat efim ha-mitzat shalohim akirai. That's all talking about before they become a partner. What happens once they're a partner already? And I know that Reuven is not an honest person. So then, now my question is, once they are a partner, am I allowed to tell Shimon that you got into a mess, you became a partner with somebody who's dishonest? If he knows that Shimon is going to act like a Torah Jew, and he's not going to believe what Reuven is saying, but he's just going to be wary of what Reuven said. He's now going to be very careful. He's not going to trust Reuven with the calculations and with the books. He's going to be careful and check and see that everything is done right. That he's acting like a Torah true Jew, that's what he's going to do at this point. So then, then you're obligated to say. But you have to be careful that you're doing it for the right reason, and that you know for sure that you're right, etc. But if he sees that Shimon is going to just take carte blanche whatever he says, and because of what he tells Shimon now, Shimon is now going to cause Reuven a loss. That al pi halach he doesn't have a right to have that loss. Dahainu sheivatul me'atzmu hashut v'sheimai. He's going to strong arm and break the partnership, which al pi din he doesn't have a right to do, unless Bezdin gives him a right to do it. Oh, sharin yoni hezek. Well, let's say now Shimon is going to say, oh, I knew that $1,000 was missing from the cheshbon. I'm going to take $1,000 from him, which of course he's not allowed to do, even though he suspects that he's not allowed to. Then, if that's the way Shimon is going to react, also legalously, then it's forbidden to tell Shimon about it, because your obligation to tell Shimon is to save Shimon from a loss. But you can't save Shimon from a loss; it's going to cause somebody else a loss. Shalom al pidin, and therefore it would be forbidden to tell. V'da'oid, and then the Chavetz Chaim tells us an important principle. The ma'oid tzarich lizoher shlo yoetz l'Reuven shiyishtatif him Shimon. Now, let's say Shimon, I know, is looking for a partner, and I like Reuven, and therefore I'm going to go to Shimon and tell Shimon, you know, Reuven would be a very good partner for you. But I know that I myself, in Shimon's situation, would not want to take Reuven. I'd rather find somebody who has money, a wealthy guy. So even though the Chavetz Chaim clearly said that the fact that a person is not wealthy is not considered a defect in a partnership, because he could be honest and fakeret, could be Hashem will give a brach, especially because the person is becoming a partner with somebody who doesn't have money, and therefore Hashem will give a bracha because that's the highest level of tzedakah. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim was very encouraging and said how it's forbidden for you to go tell Shimon that Reuven doesn't have money, because that's not a reason not to have a partnership. But if you yourself would not want to become a partner with Reuven because he doesn't have money, even though that's the reason, could go in with Ne'ani Yusuf because he's poor. Kekoshkin made an Emon, Ish Ne'emon Kol Kach. And even if he's not such a hotsy-totsy honest guy, it's not something that he's a god of, for sure that. But even if somebody's not, he'll exaggerate this, he that. And therefore, you'd rather not become a partner with a guy. You like a guy who's really straight. So in such a case, it's an Easter gomor for you to advise Shimon that he should become a partner with Reuven. If Shimon is handling and trying to become a partner with Reuven, or Reuven is trying to become a partner with Shimon, and it's also for you in such a case to go and tell Shimon anything to detract from this partnership, because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be Mazik Reuven when it's not legal to be Mazik him. Masha'en Kane, you're causing him a loss, even though it's only a loss that he's not losing as something, he's just not going to get a partner. Masha'en Kane, as far as you advising it, that is also to do, because then you're over the Isar Lifnei Ivar L'Sita Milshol. It's also for you to give advice to somebody else if you wouldn't want that advice. So you'll say, I'm not allowed to read a Shidduch for a lady who's 29 years old, because I would want a younger Shidduch. Well, it depends who you're reading it to. If you're reading it to a 22-year-old, you're right. Then he's not going to allow to. If you're reading it to a 40-year-old, so then if you were a 40-year-old, you would want a Shidduch. So therefore, then you could read it. So he says, "V'hu adin in a Shidduch, ayumin chagavna, so too with a Shidduch." If it's something that you yourself would not really want such a thing, then you're not allowed to suggest such a thing, because then you're being able to leave a sit in Bilshon. So as far as if such a shidduch is going on, are you allowed to mix in? It's also for you to mix in, because that's not a defect. That would be mutter to mix in. But as far as giving advice, if you yourself would not want it, if you were in that situation, so then it's also for you to advise someone else. Even in a case where you're not allowed to tell Shimon, you tell him that he's not such a wealthy person, and as far as the shidduch also, you would like somebody who's more established, you'd like somebody who has a job, better job, you'd like somebody who comes from a wealthier family, etc. And now if somebody's handling a shidduch, and you would not want that shidduch because you'd want somebody who has money, you're not allowed to go over to the person and say, you should know, Lamaisi, you're handling a shidduch. You know, they're pretty poor. I don't know, I wouldn't advise such a shidduch. So that would be an Issa Derais of Lashon Hara for you to go say. But for you to recommend such a shidduch, when you yourself wouldn't want such a shidduch, then you're able to need that. Unless, of course, if that person has, unfortunately, some issues, he has problems, and for him, it would be taka good shidduch. And if Khalila, you were in that matzav, in his matzav, that you had those issues, that whatever the issue is, you would then for you it would be good advice. Then in that case, of course, you're supposed to suggest it. Chanal b'hayim shidduch. Kolechad l'fi inyonei haynu. Daf galeil chol harolei aser b'kama gavni b'tam rechilas. For you to go and to disturb such a shidduch, you're not allowed to. Aval lehepach, but the opposite. Haynu l'hara l'ruvein uliyoyitz oisei shiasa shuv simay. To give advice that he should become a partner, or she yishtadach him by gavna, or to do a shidduch with him. Im hu yedeh ba'atzmai, she lo hayadov zein agi aloy. If it was relative to him, kagon shehu yitzarach l'nyanim ha'im. If he needed a shidduch, or he needed a partner or something, hayim misrachik meino shemelu, he wouldn't deal with such people. Iser gomer hu liyoyitz es chaver b'zeh. Then it's an Issa deraisa, dezeo bechal lifnei ivar l'sita milshol shom chazal, shleilitin le'etz shein hagenis loy. That's not good advice for that person who receives it. It may be good advice for you, but it's not a good advice for him. You, with your chesroiness, it would be great shidduch. And therefore, but for you to read the shidduch to somebody without those chesroiness, and if you were that person, you wouldn't want it, so then it's us if you to suggest it. Shleilitin le'etz v'yesh anoshim shenichsholim b'zem v'meim negiyosam. There's some people, because they're negei b'davar, they're trying, it's a good friend, whatever it is, and therefore they're trying to give advice that's bad advice for the other person. Kichimuhu avoyin pilili. It's a horrific sin. Kichimud moment mavir malav deraisa. Because sometimes, because they think they're going to be able to get money for the shidduch, or for any other reason, it will be an isa deraisa. So therefore we learn there are times when you're obligated to say. There are times when you're not obligated to say, but if the person asks you, you're allowed to tell them. Like the case of, if you know he doesn't want a person who's rich, and for you to, he doesn't want somebody who doesn't have money, and but for you to suggest something which you yourself, if you were in that situation, wouldn't want it, then it's an easy device if you to palm it off on someone else.
How do you know what you would situation?
Seichel.